So we now know that physical activity and fitness is health beneficial, mostly in healthy individuals as a prevention option. But still, we need more studies on the health benefits of physical activity and fitness in people with chronic diseases, such as heart attack, or diabetes, or cancer, as a secondary prevention or treatment option. So that's over the last, I guess, 5 decades, you know, most physical activity epidemiology work was focused on healthy individuals. So that's the difference between this study and the earlier literature. So in this study, we look at the association between cardiorespiratory fitness that was measured by maximal treadmill test, and then all-cause mortality was the outcome. And all participants were diagnosed with cancer. So it's a cancer survivor database, basically. And cardiorespiratory fitness is a well-known, you know, several studies showed that it's the most strong mortality predictor, even stronger than hypertension, smoking, obesity, and other, you know, mortality risk factors. But how about in cancer survivors? Do they really need to do exercise to increase cardiorespiratory fitness in terms of all-cause mortality? So that was the study question. So we look at the association between cardiorespiratory fitness and all-cause mortality in cancer survivors. And the data were from aerobic center longitudinal study, and most participants were college graduated, and more than 90% were non-Hispanic white. And this study included a little less than 3,000 adults, and as I said, all had cancer at baseline. This is the study design. So at baseline, their cardiorespiratory fitness was measured using maximal treadmill test, and then we followed them for all-cause mortality for about 7 years. And then we had 89 total deaths, and about half of them died by cancer, but another half of them died by other cause of death, including cardiovascular disease and other cause of death. And cardiorespiratory fitness was categorized using tertile. So as you can see, there's lower, middle, and high tertile. And the absolute MET value is about 10 METs. That was the average. And compared to the healthy individuals in the same population, their fitness level is about 10% low. But this population is still healthier than general population, so fitness level is a bit higher than a general population, even though they have cancer. And this is the main result. Somehow, I don't know, there's a mistake, but it's about, I think the relative risk in the middle group was about 0.6, and then the high group was 0.5, something like that. Sorry about the, you know, the typo. Not typo, I put it the number, but I don't know what happened. So as you can see, compared to people with low fitness level, if their fitness level is moderate or high, they can reduce about 40 to 50% of all-cause mortality. And I also looked at the subpopulation, looking at the cancer mortality, and then I found a very similar you know, association. And this association, about 40 to 50% reduction of all-cause mortality risk, is very similar to general population when I look at the cardiovascular fitness and all-cause mortality. So the association is not strong or not weak. It's very similar. And I also did a BMI stratified analysis. And as you can see, we found a stronger association in people with normal weight, BMI less than 25, but still you can see, you know, the evidence of benefits of having high cardiorespiratory fitness even in overweight and obese populations. And I was trying to think what's the possible explanations, but I don't have any good you know, explanations. But if you have any, you know, good idea, then please feel free to tell us. So cardiorespiratory fitness is a good, objectively measured clinical indicator of physical activity. But there are other determinants of fitness, like genetic factors or, you know, gender, age, and smoking, of course, are another important determinants of fitness. But among those all determinants, still physical activity is the most important factors that change cardiovascular fitness. So this study shows that even people with cancer, they should exercise to increase their fitness level. Then they can reduce the risk of all-cause mortality and cancer mortality. That's it. So I will give you more time for the next presenters. That's a good question. So there are only 89 all causes of death, and then 45 were died by cancer. So we didn't have enough sample size and number of cases to look at cancer-cause-specific death. But I guess this sample is large. Not this sample, but the ACLS data is quite large, 80,000. And I guess the prevalence of type of cancer is very similar to others. So lung cancer would be the number one cause of cancer mortality, and prostate and breast cancer is also very common in this sample. And we don't have the data for the duration of cancer, how long they had cancer, and the treatment option and medication for their cancer. So that's the limitation of the data. But still, I think about 3,000 cancer survivors is still quite large database, and then we don't have pretty good data about cardiovascular fitness in cancer survivors in terms of mortality. So I think it's still good data.
Did I miss how they were tracking this over the 7 years, whether they maintained the level of fitness?
Very good.
I guess at the end of it, by low, moderate, high.
Yes.
How was that followed up?
Yeah, good question. So the data was collected in Cooper Institute in Texas. So most of them came back to the clinic about 2 years, every 2 years. So this database has, we can create a change of fitness, but in this data we didn't look at it because of the limited number of deaths. But they came back to the clinic, and in other publications we look at the change of fitness and other health outcomes, and we found a bit stronger association. So if they improve fitness over the years, then they have a bit stronger association with many other health outcomes, like incident diabetes and cancer mortality, of course, and all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease,
I
morbidity,
mean,
mortality.
The bars that it was less pronounced
with
people with higher
Normally, I think we found a bit stronger association in more sicker population. But in this case, we found a bit stronger association in normal weight population. And I'm not sure 100%, but it's my opinion that, normally if they have cancer, they lose weight, right? So maybe it's the indicator of the severity of cancer. So if their cancer is more severe, then there's a bigger difference between reference group and people with a bit higher fitness. So, because, it's a relative risk. So that would be possible, or I don't know whether there's an obesity paradox that we found, obesity is good for people with heart disease, in terms of all-cause mortality. So maybe that's why, in people with overweight, obese, we found a little weaker association where, I don't know the answer, but that's another potential explanation why fitness is important, because they also die by heart attack or other cause of death in this analysis.
Thank you.
Thank you.